On this day, September 8th, we celebrate the first great feast of the new church year that began last Sunday, September the 1st, and that today is the birth of the Mother of God. Our year, our life, begins and ends with her. It begins with her birth on this day, September the 8th, and it ends with her falling asleep on August the 15th, the last day of the church year being the 31st of August. But today, we remember not only her being born of Joachim and Anna, who, as we just heard in the Amvon prayer, were childless and advanced in age, and yet they had faith in God, and so conceived and gave birth to the Mother of God. But in hearing the scripture readings, the epistle to the Galatians by St. Paul and the gospel according to St. John, we are already anticipating the Feast of the Cross that we will celebrate on Saturday, the 14th. So we have two celebrations today, preparing for the coming of the cross and the Nativity of the Mother of God. And we might think these are unrelated feasts, but truly they are. Because the cross cannot come except through the birth of the Virgin. St. John Chrysostom preached that what happens now is to undo what happened in paradise. For there it was a virgin, Eve, who committed the first sin. And she did so by eating the fruit of a tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And we have now the Virgin, capital V, the Mother of God, upon whom all of God's plan depended. Think of how humble God is, that he makes his plan to save us depend upon this young girl who could have said no. She, born of Joachim and Anna and raised near the temple, already bore in her heart her son, so that when the archangel Gabriel came to her, she freely said yes, and so undid the sin of that first virgin, Eve. And that saying yes to God's plan meant the cross for God. It meant the death of the Son of God upon the wood of the cross. So where death came to us by eating of the fruit of a tree, life will come to us through another tree, a dead tree. The irony of that, eating the fruit of a living tree brings death. But death upon a dead tree by the Son of God brings life. And so this connection between the Virgin Mother of God and the tree of the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we see how our salvation runs along this path. From her being conceived and her being born, her saying yes to God's plan for us, that through her God may so empty himself to become a creature subject to suffering and hunger and thirst and betrayal and even death. And yet all of these things, beloved, that the Son of God experiences for us, do not bring us death, but bring us life. And not only life, but life eternal and life to the full. And his carrying of the cross is showing us these words that he himself spoke today, that God the Father so loved the world that he sent his only Son that the world might be saved through him. And when we say so loved the world, it's not so much. It's not about quantity of love. It's about quality. He so loves the world in this way, in this manner, that he empties himself of his divine prerogative to take up the cross so that we are saved. So on this festive day, beloved, let us rejoice and give thanks to our Savior who wills to take up the cross for us, who wills to be born of the Virgin, of that Virgin whose birth we celebrate today, she who is our constant advocate and intercessor before her Son. And to him we give glory with the Father and the Spirit to the ages of ages. Amen. Please stand.